as you were, as you were, Liam Cooper and Big Ever out, obviously, there's still going to be a little bit of time. Liam's been a little bit longer than we thought. We really thought Liam would be back for the Leeds game, but unfortunately it's just drifting on. But again, due to the lads' performances on Saturday, you know, injured lads never come to the fore when you're winning. It's normally when you're getting beat that people want to know when they're back, and, you know, fingers crossed, long may continue the winning run.
Absolutely. Do you have an idea in your mind when they'll be available for selection, at least?
Nah, not particularly. It's not something that we look at. We think Liam will be back, obviously, a lot quicker than Ian. You know, again, we're talking with Liam Cooper, hopefully the weekend. You know, with Ian, maybe another week or two. So, at the minute, we've got good hopes that they're both going to be back playing sooner rather than later.
Just as a point of reference, can Edwards play in this one?
Yeah, he can now. We've just extended Ryan's loan with Blackburn. He's come in and, you know, he's a young boy, and people should remember he's a 19-year-old lad. He's going to make mistakes, you know, but certainly in the Sheffield Wednesday game and away at Bury on Saturday, he's been outstanding. You know, so he gets his place, and if the two lads were fit, the likelihood is Ryan would be playing anyway. So I think that's the thing with competition for places that we all wanted at a football club, because it drives people on to better performances.
What potential do you see in him then?
Oh, he's got enormous potential. He's a big lad. He's got a yard of pace. He's aggressive. He's strong. He's still learning his trade. You know, the good thing for Ryan as well, if he could play alongside Liam or Ian, as he's doing with Sam Aird, it brings them on. And you can see in his performances, the lad's enjoying playing for the club. He's a good lad to work with. He wants to learn and get better. He's a little bit different than a lot of the modern-day young footballers. He enjoys playing football.
It's interesting that you phrase it in that way. So he's still, you know, he still loves the game like perhaps you do when you're 14 and 15 years old?
I think that's what you're supposed to do. Unfortunately, today, a lot of lads don't seem to be that way. It's like they want to have off-the-field stuff before they have on-the-field stuff. Certainly, Ryan's a lot different there. He's a lot more grounded. He's a lot more level-headed. And he comes in every day to work hard and get better. And when you've got that attitude as a young footballer, you'll go far in the game.
Is he somebody that you could, that you would like to stick around for a bit? Obviously, you are extending his loan. Or do Blackburn perhaps see him as somebody for their first team?
But we haven't crossed that bridge, obviously. You know, when it was coming about and we were looking at players and different stuff, Ryan's always been on our radar. You know, it's our job to know what young players are about and who could come in. And certainly he fits the criteria of physical presence and strength. We were a little bit worried about his experience, because obviously being such a young lad, they need to make mistakes to gain experience. And that's what we were a little bit wary of with Ryan. But, you know, for two games, he's been outstanding, and long may continue.
I must ask, obviously, in the past, it was made known that Sam Hurd had been placed on the transfer list. He's had him in pre-season. He started the season well. How do you view his time here now?
I think it's the same as any player. If we had an offer from a club for a player, the likelihood is he might leave. I think if you put lads on the transfer list, what it's saying to other clubs, that we're willing to listen to offers. Not so much offers for Sam, in terms of that we would allow Sam to leave the club. I think one of the big things that both Neil Trotman and Sam Aird will allude to is the fact of, in my opinion, how well they get treated when they're on the transfer list. You know, what you are saying is, you know, the likelihood is your future may be somewhere else. But what you're not saying, while you're still at this club, you will be treated like every other member of this club. And you will be involved in competition for places. Sam Aird, believe it or not, was the lad in pre-season who played the most minutes on the pitch, which is quite an amazing stat. We document all the minutes the lads play. And a transfer list, the lad was the one who played the most minutes. So I think it's quite obvious to everyone. We don't think Sam Aird's some kind of bad footballer or bad lad. It was just the likelihood that we were going to bring in other centre-halves. If we did get the targets we were after, then the likelihood is there wouldn't be a place in the first team for Sam, which could result in him wanting to leave the club. At the minute, Sam's starting and he's playing exceptionally well. And as I say with Ryan Edwards, you know, if every other centre-half at the club was fit today, them two lads would be playing at Leeds tomorrow. And when you've got a shirt at a football club, your only job is to keep hold of it.
Mm. There's a bit of bounce about the place right now, isn't there? You've started well in this campaign.
We won a game.
Better than losing.
You know, that's for the media to build up, isn't it? No doubt some poor manager's under pressure after one game. The lads who are drawn, I don't know what
they think about.
Listen, it's football today. And as I say, and our supporters are well aware, we've got a major target this year. And no one minds, you know, stating the fact that we're trying to be promoted. And we've got 44 games to go, 44 cup finals. And we're well in tune with what we need to do. The players are in tune with that. One thing's for sure, at this club, we will never get carried away when we win. And one thing for sure, when we get beat, we won't get too down. We'll just come back and keep working our way towards the next game.
So how does that then influence the thinking about cups and cup runs then with Leeds United 24 hours away?
Again, I think for every Chesterfield supporter who travelled to Bury and probably taken twice as many fans to Leeds United. The last thing they want to hear is a manager saying we're disrespecting a cup and we're playing this team and that team. We're going to Leeds tomorrow to not only give ourselves a good account of ourselves as a footballing team from League Two, we're going there very much to try and win a football match.
What do you believe their key strengths are then?
We haven't got enough time on this radio interview to tell them.
Oh, we have. No, go on.
We're very respectful of Leeds. Listen, I'm not going to start singling Leeds players out. You know, that would be disrespectful of me because they have that good of depth of squad, they're that good of club steeped with tradition, they have that good of fan base with 33,000 fans at the game on Saturday, that we're not stupid in any shape or form. But where they're going there tomorrow night, as I say, to represent Chesterfield Football Club. And from the minute we get off that coach, we want people to speak about us with pride.
Just as a general comment about football overall, do you think it's a good thing for football in the North that they are starting to get their themselves back on track, as it were?
I think football clubs, and again, Leeds are Leeds United, and they've been well documented in a couple of the problems they've had over the years from being Champions League semi-finalists, etc., you know, to where they are today. And one thing you can never change about football clubs is how strong a fan base is. And with all due respect to many clubs in England, Leeds will be up there with the best. I think they've got a fantastic manager in Brian McDermott. I think Brian is everything that's good about a football manager and how he conducts himself. He's had promotions on his CV, you know, so I think it's now a marriage made in heaven. And I think we'll all see Leeds coming back stronger and better than ever.
Do you know him? And the reason why I asked that is in his interview that he's conducted with my colleagues up at Leeds, he's spoken glowingly about you, and we think that's from the Sligo Rovers days or connections. Is there something there?
Yeah, I do know Brian, and I speak to Brian now and again. And as I say, when he got the Leeds job, we did text each other and stuff like that, you know. And I've got great admiration for people like Brian who've come through football clubs, and, you know, on paper they're not such a big name manager, but off paper they are big managers. You know, he's done fantastically well at Reading, again becoming a little bit of victim of success, as we all see, but that's football today. Now he's in charge of a great club. You know, we have the utmost admiration for Leeds as a football club, and as I say, I look forward to seeing Brian. I'll go and have a drink with him after the game tomorrow night, but we're focused on trying to win the game, and Brian knows we'll come and play. He knows what he's going to get from us, and I think everyone who's going in that stadium tomorrow night can be guaranteed they're going to see a good spectacle of football.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you're obviously not thinking of approaching it differently, bearing in mind they're in a higher division as opposed to the teams you would face normally.
Not at all. We're going there to play football. You know, we have a feeling that we can express ourselves well against teams like this. Again, if it's player for player, Leeds are better than us. We're not stupid. We're not trying to be clever in what we do. But I think when you go to these matches and, you know, you have an approach that you beat before you go, etc., we're not going to be like that. We've been through our presentation this morning on Leeds, on the strength of Leeds and how we think we can do well against them. And as I say, we'll go there tomorrow night to win the game, and all our players are very much in tune with that.
Is part of getting one over on Leeds, or trying to get one over on Leeds, dealing with that atmosphere and going to Elland Road and dealing with the fan base they have there?
Not at all. If we were to win Leeds tomorrow night, there's not a question of getting one over on Leeds United. There's no, with all due respect to Leeds, they are what they are, which is a massive football club. You know, we're going there tomorrow night. Like in every cup competition, there's always shocks. We've all seen in football last year, Bradford have done fantastically well. You know, and every club in the country will be thinking, why can't it be us? You know, as I say to our supporters, and our supporters know me well, our target this year is promotion. Without any shadow of doubt, we won't deter from that target. We don't mind saying it. You know, but also cup runs are great. There's great days out. We're going to travel in great numbers tomorrow night, and we know our fans want to see us perform to the best of our abilities.